Digdarshini Tika of the Sri Damodarashtakam by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Text number 7. Kuveratma jau badha mutyaiva yadvat tvaya mochitau bhakti bhajau kritaucha tata prema bhaktin swakangme prayatcha namokshe grahome stidamodareha. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and were thus made into great devotees by you, in your form as a baby tied with a rope to a wooden grinding mortar, so in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti, for I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. Commentary by Srila Sanatan Goswami. In this way, by the attributes of pure ecstatic love, known as prema vishesha, one becomes infused with supreme longing and prays for direct audience with the Lord, which is known as sakshat darshana. From the attributes of that prayerful longing arises ecstatic loving service, or prema bhakti, which demonstrates the supreme rarity of such sakshat darshana. This prema bhakti is verily the only means for attaining Krishna's darshana. So first establishing this as a fact, prayer is then offered to Krishna. Or else, if one does actually receive Krishna's vision, but only once, the mind is yet unsatisfied, and due to not seeing Krishna the very next second, the agony of separation thus sets in. Holding an apprehension like this, which perpetually brings the Lord under one's sway, is a feature of prema bhakti, which is the one and only means of maintaining such a condition. This being declared, then, how could it possibly be accomplished by such an utmost offender like myself? The answer to this concern is that Sri Bhagavan's quality of bhakta vatsalya, or affection for his devotees, makes the impossible quite possible. In order to resolve this for certain, the proposal of moksha is once again rejected here in this 7th verse of Damodarashtaka, beginning with the words Kuver Atma Jau, where the prayer is made purely for attaining prema bhakti. The words Baddha Murtyaiva indicate that Krishna's Sri Vigraha, or divine bodily form, was bound with ropes tied to the grinding mortar by his mother, Sri Yasoda. And by that Sri Vigraha, Krishna liberated the two sons of Kuvera. Thus, by Krishna's dragging the mortar between the two trees known as Yamala Arjuna, Bhagavan personally demonstrates the supreme fortune that comes in the form of sakshat darshana, or seeing his form, or personally touching his form, and so forth. All of these are integral attributes of Krishna's supremely beautiful pastimes. Even though Krishna himself was tied up, now it is described how Krishna liberated Nalakuvara and Manigriva. The word mochitau denotes that these two boys were liberated not just from the curse of Sri Narada, but also from samsara, the material existence of repeated birth and death as well. And they were not awarded with kevalam, or impersonal liberation of merging into Krishna's all-pervading effulgence. But it is definitely stated that they were gifted with prema bhakti. These two boys are described as bhakti bhajao, for they took shelter of bhakti as the supreme goal. Those who cannot give up the shelter of devotion in any way, shape, or form are called bhakti bhajam. So Krishna personally transformed them in this way. Thus, it is the intention of Satyavrata Muni to specifically declare that not only were Nalakuvra and Manigriva liberated, but they were also awarded with prema bhakti. And in this regard, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna has declared tad gachatam mat paramau nalakuvara sadhanam sanjato mayi bhavo vam ipsita paramo bhava. O Nalakuvara and Manigriva, now you too may both return home. And since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will certainly be fulfilled, and you will never fall from that platform. The purport is as follows. The word vam, you too, indicates that Lord Krishna was thus addressing the two boys. The most desired thing you have prayed for is Paramabhav, and you both have fully developed this praying for me. Therefore, you will never again experience bhava, material existence, and nor will you feel the misery of samsara, the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease, even while living here in this material world. Referring back to the seventh verse of Damodarashtaka, we find as follows. Hey Damodar, tata, just like that, swakam, the exclusive shelter, ashray, of your own lotus feet, or else the exclusive objective, vishaya, of such a beautiful form as yours, namely, prema bhakti, may, unto me, prayachcha, please bestow it unto me in the most lavish way. For the word yachcha means please give, and the prefix pra indicates prakarshena, or with profusion or intensity. Verily, it is just as if Krishna is saying, oh hey, why are you so enthusiastic for prema bhakti? Why not just accept liberation, just like the two sons of Kuvera, whereby the miseries of birth and death in the material world are finished? And to that, the answer remains the same, neti, no thank you, other than iha, this goal named prema bhakti, namokshe grahomesti damodareha. I have no eagerness for any other type of liberation, my dear Damodara. And the purport of this is, one may think, oh, if samsara is destroyed by engaging in prema bhakti, then let it be, or else, if prema bhakti doesn't destroy samsara, then let me not develop it. I truly have no inclination for either mentality. And the confidential mood is thus. If a Chintamani gem lies within the palm of one's hand, then all activities undertaken will be perfect. Therefore, what is the value of grasping a tiny, insignificant thing such as moksha? Or else, the phrase, He Damodar prema bhaktin swakangme prayachya. This belly of Bhagavan is bound with ropes, and so from Damodar, I pray for prema bhakti in order to perpetually bind his belly. And the eagerness for this reciprocation makes it actually possible. Apprehending such, the prayer continues, Namokshe Grahomesi Damodareha, wherein the alarmed devotee offers, Do I not have eagerness for you to become liberated from the ropes? Yes, I certainly do care. But all I want from you in your bound-up form is that you bestow upon me my most cherished benediction of prema bhakti. Or else, there is yet another meaning. The word iha indicates, please bestow upon me prema bhakti here in Vrindavan. To interpret further, one prays because Sri Vrindavan is the exclusive agent for the arising of the unique happiness of prema bhakti. It is only in Vrindavan that Sri Krishna especially appears. It is only in Vrindavan that the attributes of Krishna's sakshat darshan are found with his belly bound. And furthermore, one prays for perpetual residence in Vrindavan because only there does Sri Bhagavan desire to especially manifest as Vrindavan Vihari, the enjoyer of the forest. All of this is additionally evident. Thus ends Sanatan Goswami's Digdarshini Tika on the seventh shloka of Sri Sri Damodarashtakam. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Kuveratma jao badha murtyaiva yadvat Vayamochi tau bhakti bhajau kritau cha Tata prema bhakti sukhang me prayachcha Namokshe grahome si damodareha Kuveratma jau badha murtyai vayadvat Vayamochi tau bhakti bhajau kritau cha Tata prema bhakti swakang me prayachcha Namokshe grahomesti damodareha Kuberatma jo badha murtyai vayadvat Vayamochi tau bhakti bhajau kitau cha Tata prema bhakti swakang me prayachcha Namokshe grahomesti damodareha